at the beginning of Parshat Chayisara, so the Torah tells us that Sarah passed away, and Avram comes along, and he's maspid Sarah. Vayava Avram lispod the Sarah v'livkota. Medrash Tanchuma says as follows: Eishes Chayil Ateres Baala Ze Avraham Shaya Mekonein Al Sarah. Avram started to eulogize Sarah, and Hitchil Avram Livkota Levaloma Eishes Chayil Miyinsa. And the Medrash says that at Sarah's funeral, Avraham started to say Eishes Chayil. We have Eishes Chayil in Sefer Mishlei. But it seems that it preceded Shlomo HaMelech by many, many centuries. And Avram said this about Sarah. And there's one line in there where it says, Zamimah Sadeva Tikacheu. You should remember that from Mishlei. Zamimah V'not Las Deya Machpeh L'Vasham Nigbara. That Sarah Imenu planned and acquired the Sdeya Machpelah, the field of the Machpelah, and that's where she was buried. And that's what the Medrash Tanchuma says. Rav Mordechai Miller, in his Sefer Shabbos Shiurim, asks a very simple question. The Medrash says that Sarah planned and acquired the Sdeya Machpelah. You open up the beginning of Parshas Chayisara. Sarah didn't acquire it. Avram acquired it. And not only did Avram acquire it, Avram acquired it after Sarah passed away. So why does the Medrash say that it was Sarah who acquired the Sdeya Machpelah? It was Avram who acquired it, not Sarah. So in order to understand what the Medrash means, you have to have a little bit of an insight into what Ma'asa Machpelah is all about. The Zohar writes, the Zohar tells us that Ma'asa Machpelah is the petach to Gan Eden, is the entranceway to Gan Eden. What's a petach? It's an opening. But a petach is more than an opening. If I have a petach, if I have an entranceway in my house, the petach is the point that connects room A to room B. If I have a petach to my house, then the petach is what connects the Rishus HaRabim, the public thoroughfare, to my home, to the Rishus HaYachid. So the petach is the connecting point. If the Zohar says that Ma'asa Machpelah is the petach to Gan Eden, then that means that Ma'asa Machpelah is the connecting point between this world and the next world, between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. It's the connecting point between earth and heaven. And therefore it should not surprise us that Ma'asa Machpelah is located in a city that's called Chevra. What's the Lashon of Chibur? What's the Chaber? To join together, to connect. The Ma'asa Machpelah, which is the entranceway to Gan Eden, is the connecting point between this world and the next world, and that is in the city of Chevra, the city where things are joined together. So who is Zoche to be buried in Ma'asa Machpelah? The person who is Zoche to be buried in Ma'asa Machpelah is somebody whose life connects Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. Not somebody who lives in Olam Hazeh and lives in Olam Haba, but somebody whose whole life is a connection between earth and heaven, between Eretz and Shemayim, between Gashmius and Ruchnius. Sarah Imeinu lived a life that wasn't partially Gashmius and partially Ruchnius, but whose whole life, even her Gashmius, was totally Ruchnius. Everything was connected. What does the Torah, what does the Medrash tell us about Sari Meno at the end of the Parsha? We're told that after Yitzchak marries Rivka, he brings her into the tent that was Sarah. That was Sarah's. And the Medrash says that there were certain things that happened during Sarah's lifetime that ceased when Sarah died and resumed when Rivka moved in. Shekolzman shesara kayemet hayoner daluk me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos ubracha mitzuya ba'isa v'anan kashur ala oel. Think about these three things. Ner daluk me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Most of us, we light the candles on Friday, and when Shabbos is over, 24 hours later, Shabbos is over. We have our Shabbos existence, and we have 6 days of our weekday existence. But that's not the way it was in Sarah's house. In Sarah's house, the Kedusha of Shabbos lasted the whole week. I'm not saying she was an Amshin of a Hasida, that they make Abdullah on Tuesday or whatever it is. No, she would make Abdullah Motzai on Saturday night. But the Kedusha that she achieved on Shabbos lasted till the next Friday afternoon, when once again she welcomed him to Shabbos and renewed that Kedusha. The Ner was Dolek, Me'erev Shabbos, Le'erev Shabbos. And the Anan was on the top of the Ohel. An Ohel, a tent, is where we live, but it's very temporary. An Ohel isn't a house. It's a tent, moves from place to place. Sari Meno's life in this world was like Noah, like all of us. It was something that was temporary. But above her temporary tent, there was always the Anan. There was always the clouds. The cloud representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She may have lived in a temporary tent in this world, but the ceiling, the roof, was really the Anan which hovered over her. Her life of arai, of temporariness, was always encompassed in the nitzrius of the cloud that hovered over her. And the bracha mitzuya be'isa, one would think that all she was doing was baking, taking care of food. Food is such total gashmius. But that food had bracha. That food had ruchnius all the time. Sari Meinu's existence was one of chibur, one of the gashmius connected to the ruchnius, not compartmentalized. Here's my ruchnius time, now's my gashmius time. But it was all one. So getting back to the Medrash, what does it mean that Zamama Sadeva Tikacheyu, that Sari Imenu was the one who planned and acquired Maras Sedea Machpelah? We're not talking about who paid the money to Ephraim. Yeah, that was Avram who paid the money to Ephraim. But who earned being buried in Maras Machpelah? That was Sarah. Her whole life was a life that earned her the ability, the merit, the schus, to be buried and stay in Maras HaMachpelah, that which was connecting Olam Hazeh to Gan Eden. The Medrash says that anybody who's buried in Maras HaMachpelah, Machpelah means double, that the schar is kafol u'mechupol. The schar is double. Why? Most of us live in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. So from Olam Hazeh, hopefully we don't do Averus, and for our Ruchnius existence, We want to get rewarded. But when your whole gashmius existence is total ruchnius in the same time, then you get rewarded not only for your ruchnius, you get rewarded for your gashmius. Because the gashmius isn't separate. It's all part of being ruchani. And that's why those who are buried in Sde'a Machpela and Maras Machpela get a double reward. Maybe one more point. Chevron is called Kiryat Arba. Why? Number of reasons. But one, because in Maras HaMachpela are buried four pairs, four zugot. One of which the Medrash tells us about, the first one, and that of course is Adam and Chava, and Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. So why isn't it called Kiryat Shmona? There are eight people buried there. Why is it called Kiryat Arba? That there are four peers. There are eight people. Maybe it's coming to tell us that ultimately, that the way to one can achieve the merit, the schus, of being buried in Sde'a Machpela, being buried at the Petach to Gan Eden, is dafka through marriage. As individuals, we can't be 100%. Each of us has our own chesronot. We can't fill in all the gaps. But when you come and you find someone, when you find your Ezer Kenegdo, the two together, it's the Avram with the Sarah, and the Yitzchak with the Rivka, and Yaakov with Leah, and presumably Adam with Chava. It is that way, and only through that way, where they were able to achieve that perfection. Maybe it's no coincidence that in the same parsha that we talk about being buried in Maras HaMachpela, we also talk about the first search for a perfect spouse, or he or she who would be perfect for me. How Eliezer Eved Avram is sent to find a wife for Yitzchak. Yitzchak and Rivka are two very different people. A little bit we see here, a lot we'll see in next week's parsha. They're very, very different people. But they were a perfect match. Because you don't look for a clone, somebody who's exactly like you when you're looking for a spouse. You want somebody who shares your goals, your ultimate goals, the shifot that you have in life. But what you bring into the marriage can often be very different and often needs to be very different. Because no one is perfect. Everyone needs someone who can complement what's missing within them. And when you find that perfect match, Kadosh Baruch Hu provided Chava to Adam. We're not told how Avraham and Sarah met. But whoever the Shatran was did a very good job. We know about Yitzchak and Rivka, and even Yaakov and Leah, and that's a story for another sikha, which came about in a somewhat backward way. It was also, obviously, a very perfect kind of match. We may not be the Avos and the Imos, we may not be Zoche to be buried in Maras HaMachpela, but as a goal, to have to try to create that kind of chibur, when we don't live a life that's compartmentalized. We don't have our gashmius time and our ruchnius time. Don't bother me with ruchnius when I'm in the middle of my gashmius time. But rather we try to take the kedusha of whatever we're doing, the kedusha of Shabbos, the kedusha of our shmirat ha-mitzvos, the kedusha of our learning, and carry it with us all day long, all week long, all of our lifetime, even if we're not nearly as successful as the Avos and the Imaos, but at least we have them as a role model. It's the goal that we try to achieve.